Well, praise the Lord.
Amen.
And you say, praise the Lord, or?
Praise the Lord.
Well, this is a good response team over here. Maybe some of you adults should get a little of their enthusiasm. Praise the Lord. You know, there has been a lot said about the process of change that you and I are supposed to be going through. And the thing about the change, it is not something that God is going to do for you. It's going to be what it is that you do for God in order to change to be like God. The whole concept of the tabernacle is about change. Praise the Lord. Change is always very difficult. Especially if something you are required to change. Is something that you like to do. If the change is something that is a part of you. As an example, let me give you a word. The word submission. Is any of you finding the word submission difficult to handle? Children have to submit to parents. And I don't know, maybe it's different in your society, but in a lot of the societies that I have been in, submission of the children to the parents has always been mandatory, regardless of whether you're old or young. Is it true in your society? The position of the patriarch, the matriarch? Hallelujah. And it's difficult. There is the submission of humanity to laws, whether you agree with the law or in favor of it or you don't like it. It requires submission in a marriage between husband and wife. The wife in a Christian marriage is subject to the submission to her husband. But the husband is required in his submission to God. And that means there is a requirement that the husband is able to recognize the God in his wife. And be able to hear his wife speak. But when the wife speaks, it's not his wife that is hearing, but it's God. So the wife may be something, saying something that is God, that sounds like the wife. And the husband may not like what he is hearing. But whether we like it or whether we don't like it, whether we're husband or wife, male or female, is a position of submission that we have to learn to submit to.
Ano na kayo ang anghiya sa pagsubita na kaginhanan kita mo ubaniana?
But submission is practiced, or it is orchestrated in different ways.
Ang pagsubita o ato ang pagbunot, ano na kinisiyag mo na sa kanilang mga pamagi?
In the natural arena, we submit to some things because we have to submit. In some situations, there are legal consequences for not submitting. Hallelujah. But in the aspect or in the position or the place of a Christian, especially a Christian who desires to live not in the outer court, but desires to live in the holy place, submission is not something that is supposed to be coerced or demanded by force. It must be with a different attitude. It must be with a different demeanor. And it must be something that comes from the heart. And it is really not something that God can do for you. It is something that you must do for yourself. Utilizing the tools that God gave you that will facilitate you in your position of obedience unto God. Oh, hallelujah. The Bible has a little blurb, a little word somewhere in the New Testament. And that little word is that when you do something, you must always do that something as unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Did you hear it?
Yes.
When you do something, you don't do it because you have to do it. You don't do it because the rules say you must do it. You do it as unto the Lord. If we had that reality in our thoughts, better yet, if we had that reality in our heart, there would be fewer arguments, fewer disappointments, fewer frustrations, less stress, less conflict in our lives as we are living them out before the Lord and in the company of each other. In the beginning, we have to kind of understand the concept or the precept of why it is God created man. And in some of the things that Brother Mark was covering this morning, he touched on it a little bit. Because the thought that was in God's mind in the beginning is the thought that is the thread that runs throughout eternity, I mean all of time, from the beginning to the end, it is the thread that links us with every generation that has come before us. It is the thread that makes us a part of the family of God. I'm talking about the original thought that God had. You know, God never intended for you to be Filipino. He never intended for me to be an American. He never intended for my brethren, and I include the sisters, he never intended them to be Czech. Because what he had in the beginning was humanity, was a desire to have an entity, a personality. That the Bible calls a living spirit. Who has the characteristics of omniness.
Hallelujah.
Because when you think of God, you have to think of God in the total concept, on the total concept of who and what He is. Hallelujah. You have a certain environment. And in that environment, it is working to conform your mind to a limited opinion of who and what you are. Your grandfather, your grandmother were born in this environment. And could never break the bounds of that environment. As was your great grandmothers and grandfathers. You are born under the same spirit. Hallelujah. You are bound by the same circumstances. Your mind is formed and shaped to think in the same manner. So it was necessary for God, being as that your environment is anti-Christ. Because everything about your environment wants to work contrary to righteousness. Not only your outside environment, but your inside environment. That's why we lie. That's why we cheat. That's why we hate. That's why we love. Hallelujah. Because of the mentality that has been created by the environment in which we live. So God had to devise some means, some way, by which He could work from inside out. I bet you that you probably think that if you change your environment, you could change your life in some manner or some way for the better. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But God knows that the environment doesn't change outside unless something changes inside. And the governments of the world, the societies of the world, the different types of civilization that there are in the world, will never change. They will never change for the better. Not only will they never change for the better, but the change that is happening is that it gets worse. It gets worser and worser and worser and worser and worser. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you cannot change your internal environment. You cannot change your external environment by trying to dress up your personal environment. Hallelujah. It is. That's why Solomon, when he wrote the book of Ecclesiastes, he came to the conclusion that humanity in and of itself, with all of its worldly wisdom, with all of the finances that are available at its disposal, will always be vanity and vain. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. One of the examples he gives is about a man who builds a kingdom. He produces and multiplies his kingdom. Hallelujah. He makes money, he puts it in the bank, he lives comfortably. Only to go at the end of the day into his grave naked. Hallelujah. Not only does he go into his grave naked, but what he has goes to others who do not have the same value that he had. Hallelujah. So it's not a matter of how much money you have. It's not a matter of how good your food is. It's not a matter of having a car, a motorcycle, or whatever. All of those things are conveniences. They may make life easier. But you still have to deal with the darkness that is within you. Hallelujah. So in the plan of God, he had two objectives. One of the objectives that he had in his mind in the beginning, that one of the beings that he created by the name of Heliel, he was one of the archangels. In the Bible we know that there are three archangels that we know about. Mishael. He was the warrior one. He was the, so to speak, captain of the Lord's host. Whenever there was trouble in the world and the saints of God were appealing to God for strength and protection, as in the story of Daniel when he was in Babylon, hallelujah, God sent Michael to run interference for one of his other archangels by the name of Gabriel. Hallelujah. So Michael was the fighting angel. Gabriel was the angel that bore the word of the Lord. He was a messenger sent by God to bring the thoughts of God to a position by which they might be spoken to a mortal man. Hallelujah. But there was this other angel, and his name was Heliel. And you can read about him in Ezekiel 28. You can read about him in Isaiah 14. But this angel was a mighty angel of praise and worship. The Bible gives a very good description of Heliel. And when Heliel began to praise, all of the angels of heaven would rise up and begin to praise. Hallelujah. Oh, we can't even imagine the beauty of such a praise. There is no instrument that I know of. There is no human voice that I have ever heard. Though some of them are very beautiful and very, very inspiring, there is nothing compared to the heavenly praise of heaven when it began to worship God. I believe that I have been very privileged in one time or two. When I was in the midst of a congregation of saints that were worshiping the Lord, and as the praise began to raise, and the hearts of the people begin to open, and the song of God begin to be verbalized by their vocal cords, I have seen the heavens open. Hallelujah. And as the praise begin to rise to yet another level, I saw heaven open. I saw the saints of God coming to join into the praise and the worship. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There was no need for preaching. There was no need for exhortation. Because not only was heaven now coming to join with the earth. Hallelujah. But God midst of the congregation. Oh, hallelujah. The Bible says that God will inhabit the praises of His people. Hallelujah. That we could have such a hunger. That we could have such a desire. That we could have such an experience. Your senses and your soul would never ever be satisfied with anything less. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You say, I have a responsibility. I have a responsibility to find the reality of God. It's my responsibility. Did you hear me? It's not the elder's responsibility to bring me God. Hallelujah. It's my responsibility. It's your responsibility. It's your responsibility to teach these children. It's your responsibility to teach these children that they do not have to be subjugated to the environment in which they are born. But if you do not believe it, if you do not want it, how will you teach your children? This is not something that God just hands out like free tickets to a dinner or a show. This is something that you and I have to go after. This is something that you and I have to press God for. We have to come to an understanding that this life and everything in it will never bring a satisfaction to our soul. We will never realize the potential of our soul. Hallelujah. We will never have enough. We will always want more of something, more of something, more of something. But if you have God, you have the access to everything. Hallelujah. The Bible says that Abraham went looking for a city whose builder and maker was God. How do you think Abraham knew what he was looking for? How would Abraham know that there was a city? How would Abraham know that God was in the business of building cities? Hallelujah. Because Abraham was walking with a living God. Hallelujah. And I believe that God lifted Abraham up out of the natural realm. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he began to walk with God in the heavenly realm. Hallelujah. He did it by being on his knees before a living God. Hallelujah.
asshole.
And every time God showed me something of himself, something of myself had to be thrown away. Hallelujah. Like you take an old coat that has holes and rags and wad it up and throw it into the trash can. Hallelujah. It changed. There is the aspect of revelation and a position of relation with a living God. Hallelujah. It brings instantaneous change. When I was born again, nobody had to tell me that I was born again. I knew that something in me had changed. Hallelujah. And when I changed, I did not want to go back like the pig and wallow in it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we can come, or you can sit in your pew in your church, and you can hear word after word after word after word, and never change, never come to a realization of a living God. Hallelujah. Never come to that realization. Hallelujah. Because you are not doing anything about it. You do not think about God. You do not read about God. You do not listen to the things that God is saying. Hallelujah. 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 There is one thing that God gave man that he gave no other creature. And that is the ability to choose. John chapter 1, verse 12. To them that believe upon his name. Now, not the name of Jesus. Jesus. Hallelujah. Whatever you want to call him. It's not an indicative of a name that is spoken verbally. It is a nature that is impregnated within your being when you are born again. Bible says, I am translated. Bible says, I am translated. Out of the family of Asbel, that's me. I am translated out of the family of Asbel, out of the kingdom of hell, out of the kingdom of death. I am translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. I am a new creation. Hallelujah. I may wear the same clothes. I may speak with the same voice. But I am not the same person.
Hallelujah.
The church does not believe it.
ang simbahan wala totoong humingi.
They do not believe it. They believe that you are supposed to be human. You were born human. Hallelujah. You live human. And you will die human. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I was not born by the will of man. I was not born by that which is mortal. I was not born by the will of the flesh. I was born by the will of God. You lay your head down upon your pillow, and here comes a dream. Hallelujah. And the dream is a dream from your Father in heaven. He has to wait until you go to sleep. He has to wait until your consciousness is at rest and at peace. And then he comes and says, now I can talk to my son. Hallelujah. 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 You're sitting in your chair. Spirit is moving. And all of a sudden, you are not sitting in your chair anymore. Hallelujah. But you're in a vision walking with the living God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You may think you're in your chair, but you're not in your chair. You're in the room with God. Hallelujah. And God begins to show you things that have not yet happened. God begins to talk to you about God's business. Business that you have no idea maybe what He's talking about. Hallelujah. But because you're His son. Because He has plans and purposes for you. Because He wants to lift you up out of this realm of earth. Hallelujah. Wisdom. Let's say you're in a big trouble, right? You don't know what to do. You can't go this way. You can't go that way. You can't go this way. You can't even go back. And you don't know what to do. And you stop for a moment. Hallelujah. You stop for a moment and all of a sudden something drops into your soul. And so simple. And sometimes you say, that's so simple. It's such an easy solution. Why didn't I think about it? Have you ever heard that thought was something in your mind? It drops right into your brain. So simple, so easy. Huh? And you sit there and you say, why couldn't I not think about that? Hello? Because you were in the flesh. You were fretting and worrying and working and trying to do this and trying to do that. God had to come in a moment to divinely interfere in your thinking pattern. There are so many things they hold so close and so dear. Hallelujah. Who we are, the pride of what we are. You know, pride. There, from the highest to the very lowest element of humanity, pride. Hallelujah. To the drunk living in the garbage can out in the gutter, pride, pride, pride. Hallelujah. Why? Why? Because we choose to be human. Hallelujah. Have you ever said it? Well, I'm only human. Have you ever said it?
Huh?
I've said it lots of times. Hallelujah. Brethren, you have something in you that is non-human. You have something in you that is eternal. Hallelujah. 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 It says that Daniel found himself in a dilemma. Well, he found himself in many dilemmas. Hallelujah. You know, Daniel was in a high position in the Babylonian government. And he refused. He refused to bow down to the corruptness of the government. In his own position of personal devotion and living. Hallelujah. He wasn't. He did not have a placard. He did not have a sign. He was not parading up and down the street to advocate the rights of Christians. Hallelujah. Not Daniel. Not Meshach. Not Shadrach. Not Abednego. Hallelujah. They would go out on their porch and get down on their face before a living God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And their position of righteousness. Hallelujah. It cost them something. It cost them something. Do you hear me? When they brought Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego before the king, Nebuchadnezzar. Because they would not bend the knee to the idol. Hallelujah. He says, "Oh king, we are not careful in this matter." For the word of God says that we are to love the Lord our God with all of our hearts, with all of our soul, with all of our might, with all of our might. Oh my God.
Hallelujah.
Don't think they didn't know what was in store for them. They had been working for this king a long time. They knew his nature. They knew his wrath. They knew his anger. And they knew his thought of the of life, and it was nothing compared to his will. Hallelujah. But he said, "I am not careful, Lord, to answer you in this matter." Hallelujah. 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 You know, Brother Mark is talking about that fire. No fire, no God. Hello? No fire, no fire, no God. Did you hear me? No fire, no God. Hallelujah. Brother Mark, God says He is a consuming fire. If I don't love fire, I need to love it. I want to come to the place that I can embrace it. Embrace it in joy. Hallelujah. Embrace it in the expectation of a revelation of God that is about to be revealed to me in the midst of this fire. Hallelujah. Organizationalism of church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My perfection, and that is what God has given us. He has given us the gospel of perfection. The church that you are in, do they tell you you can be perfect? Do they tell you you can be like God in this flesh? No, they don't. Hallelujah. The church tells you you're human because the devil does not want you to understand the reality of who and what you are. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You don't just have a gospel of sonship. You don't have just the gospel of kingdom message. Bible says, be ye perfect. Even as what? Your Father in heaven is perfect. Hallelujah. Jesus was a man. Jesus was a son. Who are you? Who are you? Huh? You are a son of God. Then what about the scripture that says, Philip, if you see me, you see God? Hallelujah. That's a goal. You hear me? That's a mark. That's a mark that is given to us as an attainable position. When you go out there on the street, you are not to be walking down the street as a Filipino. You'll be walking down the street as a son of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus said in the beginning, Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. Let us make man And let us make man in our image. Let us make man in our likeness. Oh my God. I don't know what your Filipino word says in the for likeness.
Parehas.
But in the Hebrew, that is translated in English as likeness. Parehas. Hallelujah. It means to be just the same as. Hallelujah. Did you hear me? Hallelujah. And when you were born again, God gave you the blood. Just as when you were born in the natural, you got the blood from your father. Hallelujah. But when you were born in the spirit, you got the blood of Jesus Christ. Has all of the makeup of the person of humanity inside of it. It has all of the DNA. It has all of the genes. It gives you the hair that you got. It gives you the eyes that you have. It gives you the color of skin that you are. Hallelujah. When you got the blood of God, what genes did you get? What DNA did you get when you got the blood of God? Hallelujah. 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 You got a little bit of his omnipotence, his all-powerful nature and his being. You got the omnipresence of his being here, there, everywhere, forward, backward. Hello? Hallelujah. Hallelujah! All of that is inside of you, dear. Hallelujah. Encapsulated in this flesh. Hallelujah. And it says in Hebrews, it says that when he went into the Holy of Holies, it says that he went through the veil and the rending of his flesh. Did you hear it? Hallelujah. It means he just opened himself up. Oh my God. He shed his humanity. He shed his humanity. And he stepped out of the form of humanity. Hallelujah. Stepped out of the form of humanity into the eternal quality and divinity of God. Loose him. Hallelujah. 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 And you know, he had to prove it. It had to be a witness it had to be witnessed by other people around him, confirmed. It had to be witnessed and confirmed by other people around him. Hallelujah. So he appeared. He appeared to the ladies in the garden. He came into that room that was locked and sealed up. Hallelujah. Where his disciples were down in the dark, quivering for fear of their lives. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he said, touch me. Touch me. Touch me. Put your finger in my hole of my hand. Here, put your finger in the rent in my side. Hallelujah. He said, give me food. He didn't need food, but he said, give me food. Hallelujah. He says, I am flesh and bone. Hallelujah. God is setting the pattern. Brethren, it's all about change. Changing from the element of who and what you are. In this humanity and the generations of humanity that are piled on top of you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are buried under sin in darkness. In the generations of our families. Hallelujah. But when I was born again, I broke the curse of alcoholism. I broke the curse of adultery. I broke the curse of death and sin and degradation and perversion. I broke the curse. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I have to make a decision. I have to make it. Going back to John chapter 1 verse 12. It says, all that believe upon my name, my nature. Paul said, it is Christ within every one of these children that know the blood of Jesus Christ.
It is.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When you talk about the glory of God, you're talking about the breaking forth of God within you. And that others around you see it, sense it, and know the reality that something about you is different. Years ago, talking about change, there was a woman that came into our home fellowship. And this woman had a hard, wicked life. And you could see the life on her face. On the way that she handled herself, the way she talked. Hallelujah. And you knew that this woman was hard, hard, hard. Many wounds upon her soul. And one day while sitting in the chair in my living room, God began to talk to that woman. Began to reach down into the inner parts of her soul and begin to minister life to that soul. Hallelujah. And when that woman became born again, I'm telling you, her very countenance changed. The quality of her skin changed. Hallelujah. The totality of her eyes changed. Her whole demeanor changed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're talking about a manifestation of God. That you and I have the potential to demonstrate. That we have the potential to proclaim. Not necessarily with our mouths, but in our countenance. and in the way that we carry ourselves and the way that we respond in situations and circumstances. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So I have a word for you, my dear. I have a word for you. I see trouble all around you. I see much trouble, much trouble, much trouble. But in the midst of the trouble, you want to translate? So, well, somebody else may. I see Jesus standing. I see Him standing. He's not behind you. He's not in front of you. But He's standing right beside you. Hallelujah. And the word of the Lord that comes to me is, surely I will lead thee in the midst of this trouble, saith the Lord. I will give thee wisdom. I will give thee the ability to hear, and I will move. And I say unto thee, daughter, as thou would move with me, surely I will deliver thee out of this trouble. But I say unto thee, be not impatient, but let patience have its perfect work. For I am working in the midst of that situation and circumstances and the hearts of people, saith the Lord, that are not visible on the outside. For it is an invisible work that I am doing. But I say unto thee, I am doing what is necessary. And I will, in the course of time, bring deliverance. And I will bring healing, saith the Lord. So I say unto thee, look thou unto me, and I surely will give you the strength, and I will give you the rest, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh yes. Hallelujah. God bless you.